Good morning, everybody. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. So, the college admission scandal is going on in full effect. Felicity Huffman pled guilty yesterday.
Yes, she did. And she even released a statement saying she's pleading guilty to the charges. She is in full acceptance of her guilt and with deep regret and shame over what she has done.
I don't believe.
She said, I accept full responsibility for my actions and will accept the consequences that stem from those actions. I am ashamed of the pain I have caused my daughter, my family, my friends, my colleagues, and the educational community.
I want to apologize to them all. I think she's just apologizing because she got caught. She didn't say nothing when she was trying.
That's
when they're spending all that money trying to get them girls into USC, where they got them into USC. By
yes.
spending a gang of money, which is not fair to other people who had kids that was trying to work hard trying to get into USC.
Yeah, she reportedly paid $15,000 to get her daughter help cheating on her SATs.
Her husband, William H. Macy,
yeah, yes. Shameless, which is filmed in Chicago.
He was not charged whatsoever. He didn't do anything. She did it.
Yeah, she's the one that put down the credit
card. She paid $15,000 to help her daughters cheat on the SATs. What can you do with $15,000 right now? Somebody just gave you $15,000.
I could use $8,000 of that to pay off my IRS. Because I owe the government some money.
You definitely can do that.
You could get a car.
There's a lot of things you can do with
$15,000. So many things.
So you mean to tell me that you don't have enough confidence in your kids to pass the SAT, right? And if your kids can take, you can take the SAT more than once, right, Krista?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You can. You can take it as many times as you want.
So if you mess up the SAT the first time, you can't go to an SAT study center like the rest of us send our kids to?
I know. If I were rich, I would have used that $15,000 to get a private tutor. And I said, you better work your butt off, honey.
You don't even need
you
a private
study.
Tutor. They have SAT classes that you can take. You don't need a private tutor.
But that rich little kid is not going to sit in that class. Well, she's going to probably afford a private tutor.
But this is the problem we're talking about right now. The entitlement part of it. That's why she did this, because we're entitled, because we have more money than everybody else. We're entitled to send our children to USC, even if we have to cheat on SATs to get them in there instead of doing it the right way. Your child has more confidence in themselves as they grow and develop if they do it the correct way. Not you spending $15,000 to help your daughter cheat on her SATs and not you handing over all this money to assure that they get into the University of Southern California. You're setting your kids up for failure, because when they don't get that big job they were looking for, oh, my dad will pay you to give me this job.
Yeah.
And some people just like, no, get out of here.
They're always going to be looking for that quick way out.
Absolutely. This is it's so whack, man. It really is so whack. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. Good morning. We want some calls from y'all. How y'all feel about this? 312-729-1043. She could face up to 2 years. Should she get more time than that? Call us to let us know. 312-729-1043. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show.